Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, it's February. I hope you're staying warm.
It's been difficult to do that as of late, but we're doing our best. How are you?
I'm doing well, but I'm still stumped from the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase light bulb. Change one letter to an F, and you can rearrange the result to spell a nine-letter word for a thing that takes place in a ring. What is the word? Well, if you change one of the B's to an F, you can spell bullfight.
Ah, olay.
Olay indeed. And before we get into this week's questions, just a little bit of clarification from something we talked about last week. One of the questions was about some lighthouses in Maine, and I pronounced the name of one of those lighthouses as Mount Desert, and the other way you can pronounce that, as many people in Maine do, is Mount Desert. And as far as I know, I'm on pretty solid ground, no pun intended. All right, Ian, on February 1st, 1884, the first installment of the Oxford English Dictionary was published. Officially titled A New English Dictionary on Historical Principles, founded mainly on the materials collected by the Philological Society, say that three times fast, the 352-page volume covered words from A to Ant and cost just over 12 shillings, the approximate equivalent of $660 in 2013 dollars. It sold 4,000 copies. The OED was first unofficially referred to as the OED in 1895, and that became its official name in 1933. To commemorate the publishing of the A to Ant section of the OED, this week each correct answer will begin with the letters A-N-T.
Okay.
What name do we give to the point on the surface of the Earth that is diametrically opposite another point, such that a straight line through the center of the Earth would connect the two points?
Is it, antipode?
Yes, antipode is correct.
I am sweating right now.
Oh, good. My work here is done. A collection of Peanuts art by Charles Schulz, a Norman Rockwell oil painting, and a Navajo blanket believed to have once been owned by Kit Carson are among the 10 most valuable items appraised to date on the U.S. version of what PBS series?
Antiques Roadshow.
Very good. Reflecting his belief that every element of a story should be necessary, what Russian playwright once said, quote, "If you say in the first chapter that there is a rifle hanging on the wall, in the second or third chapter it absolutely must go off. If it's not going to be fired, it shouldn't be hanging there." A sentiment which inspired a principal bearing his name.
Anton Chekhov.
Very good. And the principal, of course, is called Chekhov's gun. Element number 51 on the periodic table is symbolized by SB, which is taken from its Latin name of stibium. It is frequently used as a component in an alloy with lead and tin, as a component in batteries, and as part of flame-proofing compounds. What metallic element is it?
Is it antimony?
You're right, and it's funny that you pronounce it antimony, because I've always pronounced it antimony, and I'm not sure I know, speaking of pronouncing things, I'm not sure I know which one is, if there is a correct one. I've always heard it pronounced antimony, but
I think
antimony,
it's fair to say this is the first time I've ever pronounced it.
Exactly right. Of all the times I've said the word antimony out loud, I've always said it the same way.
Antimony, antimony, dessert, desert.
Let's call the whole thing off. By what name do we commonly know the snack created by spreading peanut butter, cream cheese, or a similar spread onto a celery stick and topping it with raisins?
Ants on a log or something?
That's what you call it. You call it ants on a log. Very good. And there are some variations of ants on a log. If you use currants instead of raisins, it's called gnats on a log. If you leave the raisins off, it's called ants on vacation. And possibly my favorite, if you put honey over top of it, it's called ants on a slip and slide.
Stop it.
Well, Ian was the antithesis of somebody who didn't know any answers today. He went 5 for 5. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can go to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit questions, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the word antiseptic. That's A-N-T-I-S-E-P-T-I-C. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, 4 letters, 7 letters, for someone who might need an antiseptic. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America, a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.